Social anxiety affects every part of life, from work to relationships, from running errands to going out to dinner. Few people know how anxious you feel every time you step outside your door, every time you walk down a crowded street, every time you stand in line at the grocery store, every time you talk with coworkers or speak up in a meeting. Anxiety is there waiting for you. The fear comes in so many forms. At times, it feels like people are watching you. Sometimes you wonder if people are talking about you. What do people think? What do they say? In public, your heart races. You begin to sweat and your face flushes red. You wonder if people notice you shaking. You try to look as normal as possible, but aren't sure if you succeed. At home, after a long day, the thoughts can be just as bad. You replay every word you spoke and analyze every choice you made. You wonder if you sounded stupid or if you didn't make sense. Memories of shame and embarrassment flood your mind as you struggle to fall asleep. Social anxiety can overtake people's lives, but it doesn't have to overtake yours. You can gain control over these thoughts and feelings. Recovery from social anxiety is absolutely possible. And over the next 7 days, you will learn all the tools you need to gain back control. No matter how long you felt this way, things can get better. I know that home may be the only place where you feel safe. I know it's easier to be alone. It's easier to hide yourself away from the world. Some part of you wonders why you even go out at all. But another part of you longs to live your life. Another part of you wants to experience all that this world has to offer. Imagine with me for a second. Close your eyes and picture a life in which you are no longer held back by fear. What would you do? Visualize what would be possible if your anxiety no longer held you back. Where would you go? Transport yourself there in your mind. What do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? Imagine a life in which you could go anywhere you desire. Who would you spend time with? Imagine the friendships, the romances, the business relationships that might form. Hold these pictures in your mind. Imagine all the possibilities. Imagine the traveling you might do, the jobs you could have, the people you would meet, and the fun things that could become a reality if you recovered from anxiety. Now, open your eyes and come back to the room in front of you. Remember your life as it is today. I truly believe that this life you imagined for yourself can become a reality. The things you pictured aren't impossibilities. They are completely within your reach. But to live this life, you will need to make some changes. Right now, you're used to fighting against your anxiety or trying to ignore it. And so far, this isn't working out for you. The anxiety gets stronger the harder you fight. I'm going to teach you a revolutionary new response to your anxiety. I'm going to ask you to do just the opposite of what you normally do. Instead of fighting against your anxiety, I'll show you how to accept your anxiety and invite it into your life. This is the key to recovery. To learn how to become comfortable with anxious discomfort. Over time, as you take these uncomfortable steps, you will stop fearing the anxious thoughts and feelings anxiety brings. The way you are feeling today, you do not have to feel this way forever. So many people have recovered from anxiety using these methods. And you can become one of them.